Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The truth is that, yes, times are tough, but the truth is the government is making quite a lot of concessions in terms of tax rates, and that is
point
helping. That is helping
order.
Raise
point of order.
After tax wages.
Order.
The Prime Minister's spirited defence of his government's tax cuts drew this complaint to the Speaker from Labor's front bench.
Point of order, the Honourable David Payne.
Point of order is, sir, that was a very, very long answer with lots of assertion in it. And I would hope that the Leader of the Opposition is given as much latitude
order,
in his next
order,
question
order,
to make as much
order,
assertion.
The member will resume his seat. Order. Order.
The Speaker agreed that Mr Key's answer was a little long, but that didn't justify David Parker's complaint.
Now, the member just should reflect on what he's just said. For a start, it wasn't a point of order, and he claimed that the Prime Minister had made assertions in his answer. Answers are always, good answers should contain some facts, and that's what... Order.
While answers should contain some facts, what about questions that have no answer?
Point of order, the Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr Speaker, the point of asking questions to ministers in the House is to hold a minister accountable. If the minister will not address the question asked, we have no accountability and this question time becomes a farce.
Phil Goff's complaint was prompted by the answer that Education Minister Anne Tolley gave to this question from Labor's spokeswoman on early childhood education, Sue Moroney.
How many of the parents of the children returning to early childhood education facilities in Christchurch face higher fees?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, I think that I understand that the parents of those children who are returning to newly opened early childhood services are so pleased to have those services open and available to them. I can honestly say that none of them have tried to play politics.
Opposition complaints at that answer were upheld by the Speaker.
Now, the question is a fair one, and to allege that the member is playing politics and asking a fair question is not on. So I invite the Minister to answer the question. We don't need to repeat it because we all heard it, the Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, I have no responsibility for any fees that any business may charge its parents. What I have said, no, I do not.
Lockwood Smith then presented his treatment of Anne Tolley as evidence of his even-handedness in response to another complaint from David Parker about the length of the Prime Minister's answers.
But members will notice that today where a member asked a very straight question on my left here, I put some acid on the Minister to answer it. Twice today I've invited members to repeat questions where I've believed ministers haven't answered the question adequately. On another occasion, I actually asked the minister specifically to answer the question. If that member who's been in this House a while thinks back to the reign of previous speakers, I've never known that by previous speakers. And that was just in one question time. So I think the House is doing rather better in terms of opportunity for the opposition to get straight questions answered.
And former Māori MP, Honi Hawawira, had a rare turn now that he's an independent to have his questions answered in the chamber. This report from Rhys Lyon.
Mr Hawawira asked this question of the Attorney-General.
Is he satisfied that he has the support required for the Marine and Coastal Area Takutau Moana Bill to pass into law?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Mr Speaker, the bill has passed through all stages up to and including the Committee of the Whole House last night. Ultimately, whether the bill passes its third reading is up to the will of Parliament.
Mr Hawawira questioned the bill's level of support.
Does he accept that the withdrawal of support from 95% of the iwi leaders group, the fact that only 1% of the submissions from Māori organisations actually supported the bill, and the unmistakable message from the hīkoi opposing the bill, confirms the fact that Māori support for it is minimal, and that by pushing ahead with it, he may actually be jeopardising the future of Nationals coalition partner, the Māori Party?
Mr Finlayson said the bill was supported by Māori.
Just today I received a couple of messages from iwi leaders telling me they support the legislation and they also support the Māori Party's very principled position on the legislation.
But Mr Hawawira suggested another name for the bill.
Does the Minister agree that if he were to change the name of the bill to the Taku Tahai Moana or My Stolen Seabed Bill, he might find that instead of 90% of Māoridom opposing his bill, he might get 100% agreeing with the title at least?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
No, I don't think that changing the name of the bill would do anything.
Earlier, Nationals' Jamie Lee Ross became the youngest sitting member of Parliament when he took this oath shortly before question time.
I, Jamie Lee Martinger Ross, solemnly, sincerely, and truly declare and affirm that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to law.
Mr. Ross won the Botany by-election held after the resignation of National MP Pansy Wong.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.